In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is the section from St. Matthew's Gospel read just a moment ago. Well, today we begin Lent, 40 days. 40 days, we say, of fasting and preparation. Really? Really? Fasting and preparation? Preparation, perhaps, but fasting is really almost a dead issue. Our Roman Catholic friends used to fast after a fashion, but even that is gone. And there was a time when Lutherans did fast, but that is long gone. Fasting simply is a dead issue. Now we go on diets. Somehow this seems more healthful to go on a diet. But the Church said, fast, not to lose weight, not because it's going to make you look better, but fast that you may be reminded of what the Lord did for you. Now, the season of Lent has had various emphases, and you will note in the exhortation that precedes the blessing of the ashes that some of those are, in fact, clearly stated. In the earliest days, you know, it was catechetical. And the Sunday readings and the old one-year series were selected as instruction for preparation, final preparation for baptism on Holy Saturday. Well, when there were very few catechumens of adult stature anymore, there had to be a shift and a change, and there was. And it became penitential, and the whole idea of giving something up for Lent became fashionable. And I've always thought this was a rather nice thing to give something up for Lent. In fact, I would like to suggest we give something up for Lent. It's called sin. It's a good thing to give up for Lent. Lutherans changed it. We kept the old form, but we gave it some new meaning. And we made of the season of Lent a time to concentrate upon and to preach on the Passion. It was even custom, as a result of the work of the Reformers Bugenhagen, particularly of reading the Passion narrative in a harmonized form during the season of Lent. This, alas, has slipped into disuse in many Lutheran congregations. It's a fine Lutheran custom. Preach on the Passion. Preach on the Passion. Tell the story. But of course, we got away from that, and we decided film strips were better, and then technology superseded it, and now it's videos. And we think that perhaps entertainment is the way to go. Well, I want to tell you, gentlemen who are soon to be pastors, preach on the Passion. People want to be entertained. Leave them stay home. They can get much better entertainment there. Preach on the Passion. Tell the story. For that is what our people long to hear. They want to hear the story of what our Lord has done for them. And I urge you, preach the Passion. Well, today has a specific emphasis. That is Ash Wednesday. When you fast, do not be like the hypocrites who show their fasting, who want the praise of men. When you fast, do it in a different way. Anoint your head and wash your face and make sure nobody really knows it, because it is internal. It is for you. It is for spiritual preparation as you concentrate upon what the Lord has done for you. Indeed, the section that we are dealing with here is from the Sermon on the Mount, and it has been suggested this is the most sublime teaching of our Lord. I think not, because you know as well as I that this is law. This is law stuff. And Jesus says, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, you will never be saved. That's Sermon on the Mount stuff, and it's not very comforting. But indeed, we need the law. We need the law on a day such as this. We need the law to lay us low. We need the law to show us what we really are. Scoundrels through and through, sinners that we are. And having heard of the law, having known the law, having heard law's judgment upon who and what we are, upon our sin and our unrighteousness, to hear the good news of what this Lenten season is all about. Our Lord going to Jerusalem for us. His suffering and death on the cross for us. His resurrection for us. And his glorious ascension for us. That's the good news. And so we hear our Lord today as we begin the Lenten season. Come, come, let us go up to Jerusalem. And for these 40 days, we will go up to Jerusalem with the Lord, step by step, to see the events that are to transpire. His death and his resurrection for us and for our salvation. May this be for each of us a good Lent, a Lent of preparation, a Lent of seeing what our Lord has done for each of us. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.